Tallahassee's Lake Lafayette is a popular fishing and walking spot. It's actually three lakes broken up by a series of dams. The portion of the lake experiencing the algae bloom is the section that backs up to Connor Boulevard in the Piney Z Plantation community.
I did an evaluation of this lake. This used to be private and nobody ever could come in here.
Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission biologist Mike Hill has been one of the chief architects of the way Lake Lafayette sits today, complete with islands and fishing fingers where people may cast their poles. He says the algae blooms in the lake are normal, but that doesn't mean they have to happen.
Probably by January, February, it will clear up, and then the process will start again. So whenever it rains, what I think we need to point out is that the public, the residents in this watershed, needs to be careful about fertilizing their yards.
Hill says one big contributor to Lafayette's algae bloom is fertilizer runoff from the Piney Z Plantation neighborhood with its 800 homes.
And the grass in their yards only use so much nutrients, so much food that you give it. Mm-hmm. And when it rains, then the rest of it, where the plants haven't grown, what your grass hasn't used, rinses into the lake. And then the plants that are in this lake, they grow. And that's why this lake is getting to be so green. So there needs to be an education campaign. More is not better when it comes to fertilizers.
So far, the Lafayette algae bloom has been mild. That is to say, there have been no animal deaths associated with it. Nor is there a bad smell. But Hill cannot say whether the algae is toxic. That's a decision left to the Florida Department of Health, which does not list the lake on its website as one that carries any health advisories. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.